atheists, agnostics, long-haired weirdos, short-haired weirdos, vandals, hooligans.
The government, hug the government, love. The government, hug the government, love. The government, hug the government, love.
Welcome to The Politics Guys, a place for bipartisan, rational, and civil debate on American politics and policy. I'm Northern Kentucky University political scientist Michael Baranowski. I am joined today by my conservative counterpart, Cleveland area attorney and defender of freedom, Jay Carson, as well as, once again, University of Northern Iowa political scientist Justin Holmes. Hey, guys, welcome back for the bonus show.
Hey, Mike.
Good to be here.
So there were a number of things that we wanted to get into on the weekend show that we, the weekend show that we didn't have time for. And one of those, in fact, was the brief and unhappy career of Ronnie McDaniel as an NBC paid correspondent. So, Justin, do you want to get us up to speed on this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, former RNC chair Ronnie McDaniel got hired and summarily fired by NBC and MSNBC in a matter of days, if using my favorite anachronistic political measure of time, it was less than one Scaramucci that she lasted. And, you know, what happened here was, I think, really kind of fascinating. She faces this backlash from basically all of the hosts on network who essentially said, look, she needs to go. I was particularly surprised, you know, Chuck Todd, of all people, went on for several minutes about how unhappy he was that she was there. You know, and this raises, I think, sort of a number of questions and a number of considerations. You know, on the one hand, it's certainly not unusual for people to move back and forth between the world of being political operatives and being members of the press. You know, George Stephanopoulos has certainly been there for years. If you go back further, people like Bill Moyers, you know, Jeff Greenfield had careers, you know, in politics before doing media. The question sort of becomes, you know, what do you do with this? Is there something sort of, you know, singling her out? Is she unqualified, you know, et cetera? Jeff Greenfield actually had a really great piece in Politico pointing out sort of that, you know, hey, this is a tradition. There's a value of having this experience, value of having different points of view. Although ultimately he was even kind of skeptical of McDaniels being hired in the first place. But, you know, the critics basically raised a couple of objections. One was that, you know, she had been consistently hostile towards the press and particularly NBC during her time at the RNC. And, you know, further, there were sort of questions about her credibility. You know, can she be a credible journalist or host or what have you? And maybe thinking about what those roles are is something worth discussing. Others sort of raised objections to her support for Trump and his election denial and such. And, you know, then she sort of raises, you know, says on the show last weekend that, well, you know, I think Joe Biden actually won the election, which I think actually, if anything, sort of hurt her credibility more with at least some people, kind of this, you know, are you lying now or were you lying then, you know, sort of perspective. Ultimately, you know, NBC gives into the revolt and fires her in less than a single Scaramucci. And so, you know, I'd like to put this to Jay, I think, first. You know, is this, you know, is this fair? And beyond that, I suppose, you know, how should networks that maybe aren't Fox, you know, deal with people close to Trump in terms of being on-air talent?
I guess the only thing I don't want to say disagree with you about, but it's the fact that you were surprised that there was this backlash. in my view, I think anyone who is remotely connected with Donald Trump has been branded with a scarlet T, and is to be shunned by all of respectable society, and that goes to what we talked about with Eastman. It goes to Mike, what we talked about last week and my concerns about institutions and the second Biden presidency. And it will spill over even from beyond Trump to anyone who was, you know, not on board with the current administration. So I think that's a big problem. I look from a news standpoint, right? Again, she wasn't going to be an anchor or something. It's not like she's hosting the ABC Sunday show, like George Stephanopoulos. It's not like she's getting her own show like Jen Psaki. And none of that, right? She would just be sort of a correspondent of now let's hear from the other side. And she would be in a position, whether you like her or not, to express a viewpoint and have some expertise about just how stuff works at that level. So that to me it's not surprising. When I first saw the NBC to hire her, I'm like, wait, what? That's not going to happen. And of course it didn't. This is a little bit reminiscent of, was it The Atlantic who was going to hire
Kevin Williamson,
our favorite writer,
Kevin Williamson.
Yeah, Kevin Williamson, who again, they were going to say, listen, we're going to have different viewpoints. And Kevin Williamson lasted all of a week, if that, because everyone else objected about, listen, we will not allow someone who has different views from us to be here. That to me, right, is still sort of this, you know, one of the core concerns that I've seen, and I see every day, that this has played out bigger here. And look, certainly, you know, Ronna McDaniel will land on her feet and find somewhere else to go. But people see this double standard. Donna Brazile is still a contributor at ABC. She worked at Fox, had no qualms about hiring her. And this is after CNN had to let her go because she was literally stealing questions and getting them to Hillary Clinton in advance of the debate. So, you know, this kind of like, oh, we're really upset about, you know, concerned about McDaniel's credibility or something like that, or her ability to be objective. Well, first of all, you're not hiring her really to be objective, are you? You're hiring her to you know, as an op-ed. And so that's I think it just sort of shows what a lot of conservatives have known for quite a long time. That they are not welcome in the mainstream media or much of what's kind of called polite society now.
I'm going to disagree somewhat with that. And that, I mean, there is a history. If you look at CBS, NBC, ABC, the kind of the mainstream non-conservative media, there are plenty of conservatives that they have on similar contracts. Now, there are some that, you know, for instance, CBS News hired for a while Mick Mulvaney, Donald Trump's former chief of staff, and the one before him as well, I think. And they weren't there too long. But I think there's a distinction that needs to be made here. The distinction is between, you know, people who may have differing views, and a lot of those contributors that are on these shows in the left-leaning or even leftist mainstream media do have differing views. But then there are people who say things that are flat out untrue. And I think it's reasonable to say, well, there is an important distinction there. So it's not about shunning conservatives. It's about shunning people who represent what a lot of the NBC News folks believe to be a fundamental untruth. And you may agree or disagree with that, but you combine that with the fact that apparently the stable geniuses running NBC decided that there was no point in consulting with any of the news people, including Chuck Todd, the TED political guy, before they made this hire. That was a pretty boneheaded kind of move. And not only that, but Ronna McDaniel doesn't even make much sense as a contributor in that sense, because no one likes Ronna McDaniel. I guess.
Yeah, maybe, no.
I mean, no, seriously.
I would agree with you there. Yeah.
I mean, so this was a dumb decision from start to finish, right? The Trump people don't like her because she wasn't Trumpy enough. Because, yeah, she said, well, you know, there are irregularities. Trump and the Trump people wanted her to say, oh, my God, totally rigged. Donald Trump is still the only legitimate president. And she wouldn't go that far because she's got a certain amount of integrity. Maybe it's part of that Romney DNA kind of stuff. I don't know. But then the kind of mainstream, the anti-Trump Republicans, there are still a few left, don't like her because she was too Trumpy. And of course, the left doesn't like her because she, as RNC chair, and I think she was right in saying, listen, I had to kind of take one for the team. You can't be chair of the RNC and say, well, you know, the leader of our party is just a psychopath. I mean, it's not how you say.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. So, and I could point to, I mean, plenty of things that you know, former DNC chairs who are welcomed on all these networks have said that were completely outrageous and over the top as well, because that's to some extent part of your job when you're the party chair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. You can't say that your presidential can't, that your president at the time is just, well, he's just full of it. You know, you have to say something that sounds at least vaguely supportive of the leader of your party.
Yeah. No, I would push. I'm sorry, Justin.
Oh, yeah. I would tend to agree with that point. I mean, you know, she's doing the job. You know, a couple things in defense of my surprise, you know, it was only a surprise with Chuck Todd. You know, being so fiery, I'm not used to seeing him fiery about, you know, that things like that so much. But I'm inclined to agree, you know, that probably there's a place for her here. You know, I mean, she's certainly a major player and such. And so, you know, it's a perspective that probably needs to be represented and you know, I'm not sure that she did anything sort of absolutely beyond the pale of politics, you know, in her time at the RNC. The other thing I was struck by, and I don't know if this, you know, is a sense that other folks at the network had, but at least for her first performance, she was pretty dull, you know, in reality. And I just wonder if, you know, she had been better TV, if they would have stood by her a little bit more, although with, you know, kind of all of your on-air talent in Open Revolt, I'm not sure that that's something that they were going to consider.
Well, you know, I think there's another aspect of this we haven't quite gotten into, and that's if you take a look at what Chuck Todd had to say, part of it he said is that, you know, essentially that it's not just somebody who's a strong partisan who says things that we believe to be untrue. It's about someone who, at least in Chuck Todd's view, intentionally and repeatedly attacked the institution of the media, at least the mainstream media. He called it repeated gaslighting of the RNC, of the media, NBC News, by the RNC. Somebody who, he said it's not about left-right. It's about, in his words, whether honest journalists are supposed to lend their credibility to someone who intentionally tried to ruin ours. And so I also think it's fair to say, listen, if I'm Chuck Todd and the executives of NBC make an announcement without even bothering to ask me about it, and it's somebody who I feel has tried for a number of years, not just to present an alternative view, but to say that, to question, you know, my very credibility, well, I'd be pissed off too. Say, why are you giving her $300,000 a year? I don't want it. And I think that's a reasonable response. Now, whether or not executives should have said, well, you know, tough beans, we're going to keep her on. But then, of course, if the on-air talent refuses to interview her, then do you fire your on-air talent? And it just kind of escalates beyond that. But to me, this is more than anything else. It's just a hugely boneheaded move by the NBC executives who made this decision to hire her in the first place. And maybe they thought, you know what, $300,000, it's chicken feed, it's no big deal, we'll bring her on, what the hell? But clearly a bad move. Go ahead, Jay, sorry.
Yeah, but doesn't Chuck Todd's response sort of prove Ronna McDaniel's earlier point, right? I mean, the conservatives have argued that, look, they can't get a fair shake from the mainstream media because it's inherently biased against any sort of conservative ideas. It is, you know, in the partisan tank, so to speak, for whoever the Democratic nominee is. I mean, doesn't that sort of prove the point of Chuck Todd then saying, well, we can't hire her because how dare she question me?
I think it
seems to prove the point.
Well, I don't think so necessarily. I think it's one thing to argue against somebody's facts position based on the evidence they're presenting counter evidence. But it's another thing to repeatedly say, not only are they wrong, but they are arguing completely in bad faith. And then when someone has been doing that for years, your boss is saying, hey, I think this person who has said for years, you are just a horrible person arguing in bad faith, let's bring them on the team. Hey, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, maybe not. No, I don't want to have anything to do with this person, because it's impossible, I think, on some level, to have an honest discussion with somebody who from the get-go is saying, like, well, you're not even willing to have a good faith argument with me. So what would the point be exactly then? And I think that's a reasonable point to raise.
We hope you enjoyed this preview of our supporters exclusive midweek show. If you'd like to hear the rest of the episode, we hope you'll consider becoming a supporter. Supporters get ad-free access to all of our shows, membership in our Politics Guys Discord group where you can join in on the conversation, and other benefits at different levels of support. To become a supporter, go to patreon.com/politicsguys. You can also support us through Venmo, we're @politicsguys, or through PayPal. You'll find all of our support links in the show notes, as well as at politicsguys.com/support. And if you'd like to get the midweek show, but you're not in a position to become a financial supporter, that's not a problem. Just send me an email at mike@politicsguys.com, and I'll be happy to get that set up for you.
This podcast is part of the Democracy Group.